Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM, the season has changed. It is spring. It is in full bloom. Great time to get outside and stretch, get some fresh air, and explore some trails. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about how trails make a difference in our everyday life and, of course, in the lives of communities like ours, the Vice President of Communications at Rails to Trails Conservancy, Brandy Horton. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of trails and finding great places to go for a nice long walk in your own community. What are some great ways to find those trails?
You know, when we spend time out on the trail, so much happens. We move our bodies. It's good for our mind. It's good for our physical bodies. We connect with our communities. We meet neighbors and friends. We contribute to the local economy by participating on trails. Trails are such an important economic driver in our country, small towns, big towns, everything in the middle. And so finding those spaces and making being out on trails part of our everyday life is really super important for so many reasons. And Trail Link is a tool that Rails to Trails Conservancy has that is a free resource. It offers maps. It offers details about the trails, user reviews, and a great way for people, whether they're longtime trail users looking for a new place to go or they're folks who are kind of figuring this out for the first time. It is an incredible resource for you to kind of discover what trails have to offer.
For somebody who's new to hiking the trails, hasn't really done it before, what's some advice to make that first visit fun and easy?
Download that Trail Link platform and use it as a planning tool. I think often, you know, we might be, you know, hey, I'm going to go for a quick bike ride or go for a walk or whatnot. But if we aren't 100% familiar with the place we're going, that can really derail the experience. So you want to take a look at what does that trail connect into? Does it connect into other trails? Does it connect into the town? Does it, you know, in the Detroit area, like, am I able to kind of get into the places I want to go? Does it connect to my job? Does it connect to schools? So understanding that, understanding if there's bathrooms, if there's water available, especially if you're going on a longer excursion, that's really important to success. And Michigan has so many incredible trails, over 130. So from Detroit, you know, you can get a lot of places and find trails. And so just knowing what each experience is will make sure you have the right equipment, will make sure that you're prepared if there are any, you know, surface issues or if there are any opportunities to kind of pop out into different towns and experience the culture, experience the cuisine, and, you know, maybe leave some of your money behind as well.
Talking with Brandy Horton from Rails to Trails Conservancy. Tell us about Celebrate Trails Day. When is that and what is it?
Celebrate Trails Day is a special moment for the whole country. Rails to Trails Conservancy organizes this day on the fourth Saturday in April each year. And this year, that's April 25th. And it is an invitation to the country to get outside and to show off all of the ways that trails make our lives and make our communities better. In Detroit, the Dekinder Cut Greenway is having an event. There is a cleanup happening there, but there's also going to be experts. So if you're new to trails, you want to kind of get into the spirit of being outside in this way. There's going to be hiking, biking, paddling experts to kind of get you inspired about your next outdoor adventure. And so that's going to be really, really fun. But there are about 9 events happening across the entire state of Michigan. So it is a great day because of the event. It kind of encourages people to get outside. If you don't want to do an event, I would encourage you to just find a trail, get out there, do your thing, but take a picture. Engage with us on social media at Rails to Trails, hashtag Celebrate Trails. We want to get your story into the bigger dialogue about why trails are such essential infrastructure for America.
The Rails to Trails Conservancy is marking 40 years this year. Tell us a little bit about how trails have evolved over that time and what impact they're having today.
In 1986, when RTC opened its doors, there were only a handful of multi-use trails on the ground nationwide. And today, there's over 42,500 miles of multi-use trails. trails reach every single state. Every single state is working to connect this infrastructure in different ways to make it easier and safer for people to walk and bike and be active outside. And I think all of that is a testament to just the incredible ways that trails have transformed the American experience, whether that's bringing different economic development opportunities to places, tourism to places, or delivering quality of life for residents in meaningful ways so that they want to live in a community, stay in a community, work in a community. Trails have truly shifted the landscape of our country to make it greener, to make it healthier, and to get people kind of out and about and together in different ways. And that's really special. It's really meaningful. It's part of what we are bringing to the foreground on Celebrate Trails Day, and it's part of what we're leaning into as we look at the next 40 years ahead.
All right, good stuff. Brandy, where can we go for more information?
RailsToTrails.org is going to be your one-stop shop. You'll get all the details about Celebrate Trails Day, including those events that are happening in Michigan. You'll get more information about just what's happening for trails in the state and around Detroit. We have a wonderful feature actually on the Joe Louis Greenway up on our site. I encourage people to watch. And then you'll also be able to download that Trail Link app.
All right. We'll check it out. Brandy, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Brandy Horton with Rails to Trails, railstotrails.org, the website. Yeah, there's so many trails right here in our area. She was talking Detroit specific, but boy, we've got right here in St. Clair County some great place you can get out and stretch and get some fresh air.